Oh, yeah. Rejoining Rosie on the House on a gorgeous Arizona Saturday morning. This beautiful and blessed Easter weekend. I don't know how much of the show you've caught so far today, but at 7 o'clock hour, we brought in Dr. David Dean, assistant professor of history at Grand Canyon University, talked about the history of our tax code, with this being April 15th. You know, your taxes aren't due till Tuesday, the 18th? Had an interesting conversation about the American Revolution and all that the tax code implications had on the impact of our history. It was a great hour. Go back and catch the podcast. 8 o'clock, we had John Eisenhower, our arborist, in, talking about everything trees with Dr. Chris Martin.
Dean Martin. Chris Martin, you're right. Yeah. Dr. Dean in the first.
Dr. Chris Martin from ASU, talking sustainability of trees and tree care. 9 o'clock hour, we talked about smart technology and took your calls. And this hour, we've brought in some special experts. We like, in the 7 o'clock hour, just to talk about whatever the Romeros are talking about at their home the past week. It's just like the Romero hour. It's the Arizona Magazine hour. We just have a little bit of casual fun. 8 o'clock hour is always the outdoor living segment with landscape and gardening and whatnot and what forth. 9 o'clock hour, we generally make it an open line hour, so wherever you're listening to us, we took calls in the past hour from Prescott Valley, Tucson, and Scottsdale. You can call us whatever you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin, and we'll answer your question. The 10 o'clock hour, we like to focus in on one particular topic. So if the 9 o'clock hour is homeownership 101, the 10 o'clock hour is like Arizona homeownership 201. It's like the sophomore class or the junior level class where we dive in a little bit deeper on any one particular topic. And this particular hour, we've brought in the experts from the Arizona Paint Company to talk about painting. This is your day with a painter. If you've got a project that involves painting, staining, or refinishing in the near future at your home, give us a ring and let us give you the expert advice you need to get it done right. 1-888-767-4348. That's a toll-free number wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. My wife, sweet Jennifer, is in the call screening booth. She'll get your name, your number, where you're calling from, and your question. Mike Reesh, our broadcast engineer, will make sure our little squirrels stay fed and the signal keeps getting sent. And Romy here in studio will make sure I don't push any of the wrong buttons. And then our special guests, Mr. Joe Miller and Doug Karras, owners of the Arizona Paint Company, are here to join us and talk about painting. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning, Rosie.
Thanks for joining us this weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay. I guess the first thing we have to do is kind of come clean on something you guys are doing that makes me look bad. On our website, we tell people they ought to consider repainting their homes every 6 to 8 years. Now, I want you two guys to know this. I've had homeowners call me and say, Rosie, you're just priming for the paint companies. There's no reason in the world a house needs to be painted every 5 to 6 years. I've been spending my breath for the last 20 years convincing people that is the right thing, and you guys are making me look bad right now.
So you're talking about our gold package, probably. We offer 3 different levels of warranties. So we have a bronze, silver, and gold package. So
okay.
Gold package.
And this is Mr. Doug Karras.
Yeah.
Doug, thank you.
So this is our gold package, which is we offer a 10-year warranty for this. So you think 10 years is a long time, right?
If for Arizona sun and paint, I'm thinking stucco, I'm thinking fascia boards, I'm thinking drip edges, I'm thinking barge rafters, I'm thinking you're nuts.
So with the 10-year warranty...
All due respect.
I appreciate that. So with the 10-year warranty, basically it's the type of paint we're using and how we're painting the house.
Okay.
So we're doing 2 full coats, going around the house twice, we're back rolling, and then we're using a paint called Duration from Sherwin-Williams. And this paint has a permalast technology. It goes on almost twice as thick as most regular paints.
Not elastomeric.
Nope, it's not elastomeric.
It breathes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's 100% acrylic. But it goes on almost 6 mils thick, which is almost twice as thick.
In 2 coats.
Exactly. Yep.
No, one coat. The first each coat is 6 mils thick.
Each coat.
Wetness. Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
That's thick.
Yep. It is. And, you know, like you said, though, the sun out here, the only thing the warranty doesn't cover, obviously, is fading, because if you pick a dark red or extremely dark color, eventually that sun could break down that color. But, you know, our warranty covers cracking, chipping, peeling, all that.
And so what do you do when you've got the stucco coming up to your bird blocking or your barge rafter? I mean, you've got dissimilar materials that are going to expand and contract at different ratios depending on the humidity and the temperature and everything else. You can't stop that crack from occurring.
You can't, but if you start getting a lot of cracks, you call us up. We'll come out, take a look at it, and if it's covered under warranty, we'll fix it free of charge for the homeowner.
Well, tell me how you prep that joint between dissimilar materials, between the stucco and a wood scribe molding on an exterior door or a bird block or something like that. What's the product of choice for you guys when you're spanning that joint of dissimilar material?
In most areas with dissimilar materials, we're going to use a 30-year caulk acrylic and fill that caulk with the – or I'm sorry, that crack with the caulk.
What do you
between
do first?
The two.
What do you do before you fill the crack? Is there any prep to the crack?
Yeah, we need to, if there's any loose stucco or loose material in that, we cut it out and pull it out to make sure it's nice and clean in there.
Old caulk?
Yes. Huh? So that when you do put the new material in, it has something to adhere to.
Do you do that after you paint or before you paint?
Before we paint.
Okay. So anything loose, and you brush that out with a brush, or you blow it out with an air compressor? Or?
No, we brush it out with a brush. Okay. Luckily, one of the first things we do to any home is pressure wash it. And so we are hitting all these areas with a pressure washer, typically 3,000 PSI. So that typically will blow out any of the loose material, but whatever
doesn't. Are you pressure washing just the hard stucco, ceramic, masonry surfaces, or are you power washing the fascias and the soffits and
every
the wood
surface?
Okay.
Every surface that we're going to paint,
okay,
we do pressure wash before we paint because you need to have a solid substrate to paint to.
Okay. So once I'm on a fascia that's deferred maintenance, hadn't been painted in 15 years, I'm going to power wash it. So you're going to be blowing paint flex all over the yard, mm-hmm, right? But you're not going to get everything loose. What do you do next? Do you take it to the next step?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Have to. Once we're done pressure washing, we'll go through and hand scrape any of the areas with loose paint, scrape out those cracks like we were talking about, clean off all that loose material because you can't paint to that. It won't stick. It'll just peel, and we'll be back out fixing it on warranty. So we want to avoid that. That's why we spend the time doing that prep work that you're talking about and doing that scraping and caulking and priming.
Okay. And for a homeowner painting their own home, they've power washed, they've scraped, they've sanded. How about if they have to wood fill any of that fascia? Have y'all found a product that really lasts worth a darn out there?
Yeah, we use a wood filler. It's elastomeric wood filler that we use on all the cracks and fascia boards. Fills those cracks and then helps so that wood doesn't deteriorate any worse.
And then what's the first application of liquid product over the top of that? Is it a primer or this product a prime paint product?
We put a primer over any bare wood, any bare substrate. We prime first.
An exterior primer goes on. Okay. And you're letting that dry overnight or half a day before you go back?
Typically, it depends on the time of the year, how warm it is. I mean, in a couple months, it's going to be 110 degrees, so it's going to dry a lot quicker than when it's 70 or 80 degrees.
So we've power washed it, we've scraped it, sanded it if needed it, wood filled it with an elastomeric wood filler. Do y'all have a brand name of a product y'all really like? Are y'all familiar with Abitron? Abitron is an epoxy wood filler that we've started using on Vega repairs. Hmm. Started using it actually after I attended a historical renovation seminar in California. And what I saw this product do, I was blown away. So you guys know Don Breeze, right? He works for me. He's got, 40 years of painting experience. And I just kind of showed it to him, and I said, go play with this and see what you think. And you ought to check it out, Abitron, an incredible product.
Where do you get that from?
As far as I know, there's only one paint store in town, and you guys know what it is, but I won't remember the name of it, but it's right next to Phoenix Children's Hospital, just about two blocks east of Phoenix Children's Hospital on the south side of the street. As far as
Thomas
I know.
Thomas, and what would that be, about?
18th, I think. Well,
we're going to look it up here.
20th, 21st. Anyway, so now we've done all those, and we've primered it, and we're going to paint it. What paint are we using?
That depends on how long you want the house to last. So we use either Sherwin-Williams or Dunn Edwards, and like I said, we have a bronze, silver, and gold package. The bronze would be either A100 or Sparta Shield, which all the paints we use are 100% acrylic, and they're going to be, you know, the middle to the top of the line paints you're going to get from these paint manufacturers.
And as a homeowner, if you go start shopping for 100% acrylic paint, I mean, you're not talking about the $8 and $9 a gallon stuff.
No, definitely not.
I mean, a retail value on a good quality paint is going to be approaching $25, $30, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The Duration paint we use, our 10-year warranty, if you go in, the retail price on that's going to be between $60 and $70 a gallon.
A gallon?
Per gallon.
Watch out, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that a homeowner would have the wherewithal or the knowledge to apply 6 mil. There's no paint job they've ever done in their life that they have a frame of reference that is supposed to go on 6 mil thick. I don't think people realize how thick that is.
Well, with this Duration paint, it is very, very, very thick. And if you just pull it out with a roller and roll it on, it will go on that thick naturally.
Can you spray it?
You can spray it. It does go through a sprayer. Yep. We have to be using the higher quality sprayers to be able to spray this product.
All right.
It's not something a homeowner can typically do.